Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to our truly great big Wednesday show here on Catholic Answers Live. Just couldn't ask for better authors today. And this hour, we welcome Joe Sikora, who has a brand new book out from Ignatius Press called Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. Joe is a radio host, among many other things that Joe does. He's a radio host on Relevant Radio, coast to coast on Relevant Radio. He's also a family therapist and speaker. And I don't know, Joe, what it used to be a stuntman. I know you're not that anymore.
Yeah. Cop. I think you hit it.
Oh, yeah. But you're not a cop anymore.
Another ADD guy can't figure out what he wants to do when he grows up.
Joe has basically gone from job to job throughout his life. But they're all cool jobs. That's the thing. In addition to being a you have a music album as well. I know of one. Do you have more than one?
I have actually done four CDs, yeah.
Four. Dang it,
all ministry,
Joe.
All faith-oriented and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well,
my wife asks me, Joe, what are you going to do when you grow up? Could you just stick with one thing?
Yeah. No, that just wouldn't be Joe if you did. You know, one of the things that it always strikes me when I hear you talking with callers on your radio program is you well, for one thing, you often make reference to St. Paul, that you seem to have a connection to St. Paul in his letters. And the connection but you also make reference to the latest science, the latest understandings of the human being, human personality, how people make choices, how to make better choices, all that kind of stuff. That you combine all that. So are you really of the mind that joy is a thing to be chosen?
Yes. Next question.
Ah.
No. Okay. You know, yes. And of course, I came about this. I could speak about it from a scientific standpoint, from a therapy standpoint, but I won't. I actually came about it from a human life standpoint. You know, when I was faced with, the diagnosis of my two boys, again, being diagnosed with this very rare neurological degenerative disease called juvenile Batten disease. And at first they said, gosh, your kids are going to go blind. And then we thought, how do we raise blind children? Yeah. Our world was rocked. And then they said, no, they're going to suffer seizures. They're going to lose cognitive and motor function. And they're going to die late teens, early 20s. So at some point, you really have to – I began asking myself and asking God, okay, how do you actually deal with life in the midst of such suffering and struggle? And the more I read the Gospels, the more I – just thought about life and love, I thought it really does come down to a decision. Like love, it is a decision. You decide to follow Christ. You decide to love your spouse. You decide to love your children, even when it's difficult. I love you. That's an easy choice, but, but really.
And an excellent choice, Joe.
Yes, it is. But yeah, it really is that. It was about deciding joy. Now, again, Cy, that doesn't mean ignoring the struggle. It doesn't mean denying what is difficult. Christ says, as you know, take up your cross and follow me. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be destined to live with suffering only. That's not what he means by that.
Well, in connection with your sons, there's a way in which I could see that you, if you did not make a conscious choice to accept life as a joyful gift, then they would not have been able to maybe break through and bring you the joy that they've brought you, because the consequence of that choice is you actually got to receive two sons with tremendous disabilities joyfully. I mean, your sons have had joyful lives, one passed now, but you've lived a joyful life with your family.
We truly have. And again, that doesn't mean, I don't want anybody to think that they have to deny their struggle. That's not what choosing joy means. But we're always given a choice. The brain has what's called a negativity bias. And what that means is it naturally gravitates to see what is wrong, to identify the threat and address it, whether you need to fight that threat, run from that threat, freeze, whatever it is. The brain is geared towards seeing what is wrong. And I think what that means is that it's very easy as we move through life to see what's wrong. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. The brain, in a sense, is kind of doing what it's geared to do, what it's made to do, is identify threats. But God doesn't want you to just see what is wrong in people. And again, talking about Paul, you know, Paul's letter to the Philippians in chapter 4, he said, and I'm just paraphrasing, but he says, you know, whatever is good and true and noble and right and beautiful, upon these things focus. And that's really the mission. It's like, yeah, although there are going to be things to distract you, to bring you down, you've got to choose to see God in the midst of the suffering. And I'm telling you, that was our journey, Si. I mean, so many miracles along the way, so much grace. I had something very funny happen to me yesterday. I just went to, coincidentally, to a funeral. I flew to New York over the weekend. I flew back last night. And some friends there, they were non-Catholics. They were Christian people, good folks. And they said, we read your book, we picked it up, and we couldn't put it down. But we were shocked. And I said, what was shocking? And they said, well, all the scripture, you it's like so accurately, you're talking about Paul and you're talking about scripture. It's like, you Catholics, you know scripture? I go, have you ever listened to Catholic Answers? I go, yes, we do.
Oh, that's great, Joe. Yeah. Well, you do. But I suppose you apply scripture in the book in a way that, I guess, emerged out of your actual experience of it prompting you, both comforting you, but also challenging you. Joe,
yes,
you need to be a joyful person.
Right. There were, again, the book Defying Gravity, and I'm not making a dime off the book, by the way, Si. Whether I make $10 or $10 million, all of the proceeds of the book are going to various charities, mostly Beyond Batten Disease. But interestingly enough, I mean, one of the times that I'm thinking about most prominently happened, we went to Medjugorje. Some anonymous donor, believe it or not, said, hey, we want to send you and your family to Medjugorje. And honestly, between me and you, don't say this, don't repeat this.
Okay.
I was like, what's Medjugorje? Where is it?
I will not tell anybody.
Don't say this to anybody. This was a while ago. Obviously, I know the place well. It's beautiful. It's amazing. But I went there, and God really spoke to me, and that was really the ministry. Mm-hmm. That was really one of the miracles that we received there. And again, I'm not a prophet. You know me. I'm a very flawed man. And I'm not afraid to, you know, embrace that. But one of the things, when I was walking around Medjugorje, and we had just gotten there, and I was jet-lagged and tired, and I said, why are we here? Why am I dealing with this? Why, God? Why, God? Why, God? And I was walking through the grape vineyards there, and just walking, I said, Lord, you know, speak to me. And basically he said, Joe, pursue me, not the miracles. Now, maybe we went to Medjugorje in pursuit of miracles, but I think God speaking to me was the first miracle. And I said, oh, yeah. And then another scripture came to me, and it was Jesus saying, they're following me because I fed them. You know, it was the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. And people said, hey, we want more free bread, literally.
Yeah.
And he said, don't do that. And then the third one, Si, was, blessed are those who believe without seeing. And I thought about the meaning of that. Of course, you know, Jesus was speaking and referring to Thomas. But I think he was also speaking to my sons, who at the time were both blind. And I thought, okay, blessed are those who believe without seeing. And again, it had so many different meanings to me that hit me. Is one, are they blessed? Yes, I believe they're blessed. But two, I don't need to see everything. I don't think God intends for us to see everything, to know everything. It's impossible in this life. And yet he reveals himself to us in so many amazing, amazing ways. And if your life is open to that, and that in itself is a real miracle. So we've had so many powerful experiences. I just could go on and on speak about it. But yeah,
but
are a few of them.
Yeah, but there's a choice that is offered to us, but we have to take it. And then a life opens up that we didn't expect. And that's what Defying Gravity is about. That's the new book from Ignatius Press from Joe Sikora, Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. I think one of the choices you made in the book that impressed me is that it's funny, that you allowed funny stuff to come out. You didn't, you know, like your sons are very different. They have very different personalities. Yeah. And so you say teasing things about your sons sometimes. You make little wise. And is that something that helps you?
You know, proverb says, laughter is like a medicine. And I believe that. And again, I'm one of my prayers early on, Si, was, you know, and I spoke about this actually to my kids and my wife and anybody who would listen, that, and I think anybody would do this. You would do this as a parent, Si. So it's nothing specific about being, but I prayed, I thought, Lord, if I could die for my kids, if I could take their place, I would do that. And again, you know, in prayer, I'm not saying I'm a prophet and I heard these words clearly, but God said, Joe, you can't die for your kids. By the way, that was my job. I did that.
Yeah.
But you can live for them. And when we really live, when we really choose to see beauty and blessing, we laugh, we praise, we give thanks. You know, David speaks about praise so often in the Psalms. And he says, everything in me, you know, praises God. And you can't praise and be sour at the same time, I believe. I think you do it with a joyful heart.
Amen. Joe Sikora is our guest. I will confess to the fact that Joe is a good friend of mine, and I think very, very highly of him, but I loved the book. I really loved the book. Nobody asked me to blurb it, but I said I wasn't going to say that. But if, you know, I'll tell you what, Joe is a great person. If you are facing things where you're saying, no, I don't have joy in my life, I can't overcome this, I can't get there. I think that's your particular talent in life, Joe, to help people find out how they can do that. So if you are having trouble choosing joy in your life, or maybe someone in your life is having trouble choosing joy given the circumstances of their life, it's not like Joe hasn't experienced suffering in his life, but he has chosen joy and he can help you do that. Give us a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with more. Joe Sikora, Defying Gravity on Catholic Answers Live. Hi, this is Si Kellett. It's easier than you may think to have a Catholic Answers speaker at your conference or parish event. We've got the speakers fired up, and knowledgeable Catholic Answers speakers have their bags packed and are ready to come see you. Go to CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com to find out just how easy it is to have a Catholic Answers speaker at your next event. That's CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com. Carlo, get your feet off my suitcase.
Sharing the gospel with family and friends can be challenging. It's especially hard when they won't even hear you out because of all the mental roadblocks they've built up. This is Carlo Broussard, and in my new book, Prepare the Way, my aim is to help you tackle that essential first step to apologetics and evangelization, getting people to listen with an open mind. Even our best witness can bounce right off folks like these if we don't prepare the way first, breaking down barriers and leaving minds and souls free to encounter the truth. I'll give you evidence and arguments and step-by-step strategies based on asking the right questions to help them overcome their obstacles and make a straight path for the Lord. Order your copy of Prepare the Way today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Do you enjoy tedious lectures full of facts you'll never use? We didn't think so. That's why we're launching the Council of Trent, Trent Horn's engaging new podcast. Every week, you'll get lively lessons in Catholic teaching, as well as a new conversation roadmap that will help you share your Catholic faith with anyone, anytime, anywhere. Visit TrentHornPodcast.com now to find out how you can subscribe to this exciting new podcast.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Joe Sikora is our guest. We're talking about joy. This is a great season to be talking about joy, too, Easter season. But there, it is joy is maybe one of the myths about joy is that it just happens, or that it's easy. And if your life is easy, you have more joy. And if your life is hard, you have less joy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. You're not asking me this question, but I think a lot about joy. I think about life decisions. And as a therapist, I work with a lot of very successful people, a lot of people who are struggling, looking for answers. And you would think on the outside that, you know, would if you obtain a certain amount of success, whether it's financial or fame, and I've worked with people who've done quite well with their life, and you would think if that was the case, that it was just about accomplishing the right things for you to be happy, there would be a lot more happy people. But the reality is, thank God, literally, thank God, we don't have to be, you know, rich. We don't have to be successful in the world's eyes. We just have to be faithful. We have to trust. When you experience God's grace in your life, you will experience joy. And so often, again, you experience that joy when you are pushed down onto your knees. It's like, Lord, this is way over my head. I can't do this. I can't deal with this. And I think God says, perfect. You are right where you need to be. Now I can enter into your mess, into your struggle, and lift you up into life. And that was our experience, And that's really what I hope, you know, people get. And a lot of people who've read this book, they're not necessarily Catholic. Some are non-Christians, and they just felt this faith, this, mm-hmm. this. It's like, wow, life can be good.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it does have to do with faith, but life can be good no matter your circumstances.
Yes, that's, I think, I'm so glad you said that, Joe, because that's what I get from you all the time. And I hadn't put it into words. Life can be good. Like, stop doing the things that makes life not good. Life yeah. can't be easy, but it can be good for everyone.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, I don't
show.
Think
I'm
you
sorry,
did.
Sorry. Mr. Kellett,
thank you
tell me
for reminding
speak,
me whose
speak.
Show it is, Joe. I'm glad you remembered. Okay, so I guess I wanted to ask this, because one thing I do find striking is because you do your radio program is as both a therapist and as a, you know, it's on a Catholic network, and it has the whole scripture angle. You bring in faith and all that. But one of the things that strikes me is how many people call who forgiveness is a big problem in their life. And you made me see, listening to you, that like when the Catholic Church tells you, you must forgive. In order to follow Jesus, you must forgive. It comes across as like, I don't know, that another rule or something. But when science says, if you forgive, you are doing yourself the greatest favor you can ever. That's how you're going to flourish as a human being.
Yeah.
Then people accept it somehow. Then, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, now. Oh, sure. Science said it. I believe it. But
right.
That's another way in which our faith.
There was a study.
Yeah. Our faith is not contrary to science or to, you know,
no.
It's not pie in the sky. It's actually the most practical thing in the world.
Yeah, there have been, again, I don't need the science for me to say, oh, forgiveness is a good thing. God saying forgiveness is a good thing, a necessary thing, that's enough. But when I read secular research and they look at the whole idea, if you want to call forgiveness an idea, of forgiveness, and they say, gosh, you know what? You really have to let go. You've got to let go of the hurt. You've got to let go of the anger. You've got to forgive. And they say, then you're going to be much better off. You're actually doing yourself a favor when you do what God says, which is to forgive. Yeah. And we are. And sometimes, and I want to say this, a lot of people don't think about that. They think about their nasty neighbor or their brother that they've had a fight with or their spouse. Sometimes you got to learn to forgive yourself because, you and I have done knuckleheaded things in our life. Okay, I'll just speak for myself.
You don't have to speak.
Saint
you know.
Kellett.
Right. Yeah. No. Saint Cyril.
We do. And sometimes, again, that is, I would say, almost as often as people need to forgive themselves for the things that they've done and really enter into God's grace and saying, I have forgiven you. Now you got to let it go. You got to let it go. And that's frequently is what keeps us from really living joyfully.
Amen to that. We're talking about joy. We're talking about choosing joy, as we're discussing, both recommended to you by science and given to you as an instruction by God himself, who wants you to be filled with joy. It's a very practical thing. Just accept it. 888-318-7884 is our number. If you want to talk about that, we go now. If it's all right with you, Joe, I'm going to go to the phones.
Sure.
We go to Kate in Maine, listening on EWTN. Kate, your question for Joe Sikora. Kate, do I have you there?
My question is...
Okay.
Yeah, my question is, when you say, I don't have things under control, okay?
Yeah.
But you want to feel the joy within you. You're letting go. Why do you still feel the emptiness? Even if you say, I leave it to God, I don't want to be worried about it.
I missed a part of what she said, Sai.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, Kate, go ahead. You can rephrase it for Joe.
Okay. So my question is, okay, it's about, I think what I'm thinking is that when you talk about joy, okay, you said you can feel it by yourself, okay? Why is it that when you say, I give things to God, like it's out of my control, why do you still feel that emptiness? You're not joyous because your mind still feels like you are empty.
Okay, that's a great, great question. And I would begin by saying this. You're familiar with the story of Peter walking on the water. Clearly, Jesus was walking on the water. Peter was in a boat, safe and sound. There were waves. There was storm. Peter freaking out. He said, Lord, if that's really you, tell me to come walk to you on the water. Okay, Peter, come walk on the water. Now, Peter was a fisherman. His whole life had been spent on the water. He knew he couldn't walk on the water. And yet, also, he had been living with Christ. I mean, literally, he'd been living with God himself. He had witnessed great miracles. Yet, he did this audacious, bold step. And he got out and he began walking on the water to Christ. And yet, what did he do? He looked down at the waves and he said, hey, I can't walk on water. What am I doing? He actually had a choice. I think if he had continued to look at Christ, he would have continued to walk on the water. And they would have walked across the lake or walked back together to the boat or whatever else. It's very natural. It's very human to feel anxiety. Not all anxiety is bad. Anxiety is that part of the brain. Again, God created us in his image. But anxiety is that part of the brain that says, hey, there's something wrong. Maybe pay attention. Trust and faith is that whole idea of like, okay, you can look at everything that's wrong and recognize that you can't take care of everything, that you can't walk on water, or you can continue to look at me. I think, again, and I'm not saying that you have a lack of faith because you struggle. It's natural, you know, again, because of the bias of the brain. It looks at the problems. When we look at the problems, we get upset. We get anxious. When we focus and trust completely, then we're more at peace. So I think, you know, forgive yourself if you feel like you're still struggling, if you're feeling some anxiety from time to time. You are human. I am human. It's natural. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just continue to say, okay, I'm looking at the problems, or I'm asking myself, how am I going to solve this problem, instead of just giving it completely to God. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you so very much.
Kate, thank you so much for your call. 888-318-7884, the number. Joe Sikora, the guest, we're talking about choosing joy. Joe, you know that the...
Sorry, I got a question for you.
Okay, yes, sir. I have to just say, Joe, before you do that, the worst people to have on are radio hosts. They are the worst guests that you could have on.
We always want to ask all the questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, this is a serious question. This show is called Catholic Answers.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever call up to you and you go, I got nothing for you. I got no answer.
Oh, but I don't have to, because I have Jimmy Akin sitting next to me. I just go, Jimmy, that's my solution to everything is Jimmy.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And then he takes the question. Okay. You know, listening to Kate's question, I have to say, Joe, in my own life, coming from my own experience, I have become a great advocate. Not a great advocate. I mean, I don't think I'm that great at it, but I want to tell people, sit with Christ in the Eucharist, whether it's a few minutes after Mass, a few minutes before Mass, or if you have another time during the week, if you can sit there and then do nothing, trust that he's working, then your life starts to get fuller and fuller and fuller. There's a way he works through problems that you don't even know how he did it. And I just wondered, is that something in your experience as well? Because I actually don't know that about you, Joe. Or is that something that you would advocate as well?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. You know, Jesus says that. I mean, how do you contradict what God himself says? But he says, you know, come to me, get away with me. And your focus will shift from you, your problems, to me. And you'll begin to sense this grace and peace. And I would take it a step further. I'm not trying to add to God's words, but I try to do that in everything that I do, whether I'm on a run in the mountains or walking the dog or praying. I just say, okay, Lord, you're right here with me. And that's when I experience grace and peace. And I would say too, Si, you know, there are times, again, taking care of my kids, and a lot, there was a lot of rough, difficult circumstances. And I was sometimes saying to myself, I don't want to do this. Not because I didn't want to love my kids and do what was necessary, but I thought this is a natural or unnatural progression. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids should be becoming increasingly independent, not dependent. And And to me, the way I dealt with that is God saying, Joe, do it for me. So even when I'm doing something that I didn't want to do or didn't feel like doing or whatever, I said, wait, so Lord, I'm doing this for you. And that shifted everything. So yeah, to go back to what you're saying, whether it's, you know, time in adoration or just that quiet time after receiving the Eucharist at Mass or in prayer. But I say, wherever you are, do what you do for the glory of God, and you will receive that grace and peace.
Joe Sikora is our guest, and he's a radio host. That's why he stops talking as soon as the music starts playing. Joe Sikora's book is Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. It is a humane, sometimes heartbreaking, often very funny, but always joyful book about choosing joy, something that Joe has been recommending to people for a long time, and someone else recommended it before him. 888-31-TRUTH is the number. We'll be right back with more after this.
Catholic Answers is doing it again. We're holding our fifth annual Apologetics Conference this September in beautiful San Diego, California, and we'd like to see you there.
We've had a wonderful time going home all enthused.
Every time we come here, it's just an incredible experience.
Normally, you'd have to root through a dozen different books to get half the stuff I've learned here.
These guys are so amazing. I always get so much, learn so much. I've already signed up for next year.
Join us this September 27th to the 30th for a lively and inspiring conference with an all-star lineup of speakers guaranteed to jumpstart your faith. All of your favorite Catholic Answers apologists and special keynote speaker, Raymond Leo Cardinal Burke.
I enjoy the atmosphere and the friendliness of the people. I'm having a great time.
I love it. I love it. I'm so glad I came here.
I've just learned so much. You know, I've been a Catholic all my life. It's just been so wonderful.
I love it. I want to come back every year.
God helps those who help themselves. Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. We all hear sayings like these, and we assume they come from the Bible, the saints, or famous Christian writers. Nobody can seem to place their origin, but by sheer repetition, they've acquired a halo of truth. In my new book, What the Saints Never Said, I look at over 40 of these well-known sayings and track them back to their original sources. You'll be surprised at what I found. Some are close to what was really said. Many were misattributed or twisted beyond their original meaning, and more than a few of these sayings were simply made up. I hope by setting the record straight, I can make you aware of the theological errors that can lead us away from the faith and offer you authentic quotes from scripture, saints, and scholars that will draw you closer to our faith. Get your copy of What the Saints Never Said by calling 1-888-291-8000, by visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or by asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
EWTN, teaching the truth.
I love your show. I was raised in a Southern Baptist environment, in and out of church since I was a teenager. But since listening to your show the last several months, I'm in the process of converting to Catholicism.
Ever since I started listening, I've been learning a lot, and I've been very intrigued by some of the things you guys discuss. I want to learn more, and I have a thirst for learning.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Joe Sikora is our guest. Joe is, among many things, the author of the brand new book, Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life, from Ignatius Press. It has all kinds of wonderful endorsements. That idea of choosing joy is at the heart, I think, of Joe's radio ministry and of all the things that he does. And I'm so happy we get to share that, because that is a constitutive. That's an essential of the Christian life, and one I think we often miss out on, maybe because we don't know exactly how to get to it. Let's go to calls. Again, Christian somewhere in California, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Christian is an intelligent person who downloaded the app on his phone. Thanks for doing that, Christian. Your question for Joe Sikora.
Yeah, hi, Joe. I've been suffering from depression and anxiety, but I wanted to know if there's a way I could change the way I look at things to be more joyful.
Yes, is the short answer. First of all, let me ask how old you are.
I'm 28.
Okay. A lot of people, men and women your age, you know, younger, are suffering with depression and anxiety. And there are a lot of reasons. I don't have time to go into it right now. And I don't know why you are specifically. It could be genetic. You might have a family history of it. It could be, you know, thinking. It could be a lot of reasons. But I first of all want to say you're not alone. So don't feel like, gosh, nobody else is suffering like I am. Not to minimize your suffering, but you're not alone. But I would say there's a number of things that you could do. First of all, I would strongly recommend getting help. If you could find a good Catholic therapist or somebody at least who respects your faith, and there's a lot of therapists out there who would. There's a lot of restructuring of the brain. The brain, again, to kind of oversimplify it, but it can create grooves by way of thinking. Whatever happened to you as a child or your young adult years have begun to form sort of a groove in your brain. And so you're going to naturally kind of respond to life and difficulties and be anxious or depressed. Again, I'm oversimplifying, so please forgive me. But you can do through, you know, what's called a cognitive behavioral therapy, which, by the way, is just about examining your thoughts. Very Catholic, you know, examining your thoughts and your actions and what you're doing and challenging them and saying, oh, wait a second, the evidence doesn't lead to this belief that life is going to go wrong for me. And so you begin challenging some of those thoughts and the beliefs that you have about yourself, many of which are somewhat unconscious. You know, they're not right in the forefront. You're not, you know, thinking about what you're thinking, literally. And so I would say find a good therapist where you can begin to do that. There's a great book. It's an older book by Dr. Burns called The Feeling Good Handbook or Workbook. It's a big book, but it's very doable. And, you know, if you couldn't afford a therapist or don't have the time, I would recommend just doing that. Again, it's a secular book, but it's very good. And it just sort of encourages you to look at your thoughts and the beliefs that you have about yourself. And, you know, again, this is very Catholic. This is very Christian. You know, Jesus, and I thought about this, Si, and I'd love your take. But so often when people would come to him, the blind, he would ask them a question. Do you believe I can do this? I kind of wonder, what if they said, nah, probably not. Would they not be cured? Probably not. I'm just guessing. I don't know for sure. Maybe that would be a question for one of your brilliant apologists there. But I think, again, God wants us to look at our thoughts, our beliefs. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain to move, to jump, and it would jump. So looking at our thoughts and our beliefs is very important. I think doing that with another body, a person who can help you make that journey, would be good. So my suggestion would be find a good therapist if you can, and maybe check out that book. You could get it used on Amazon while you buy Defying Gravity, a new copy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christian. Appreciate that call. I'm going to try to get as many as I can in today, Joe. Let's go to Kathy in Ohio, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Kathy, your question for Joe Sikora.
Hello. Thank you. Well, I don't have any joy today, but anyway, my question has to do with guilt. I have a son who has schizophrenia. For 35 years, we've been dealing with this. He's in and out of the hospital, and today he's in again because he goes off his medication. Your other man there, I'm sure he knows about schizophrenia. But I have such guilt because I'm in my 70s, and I'm in poor health, and I can't take care of him anymore. So he's on the street most of the time, and I feel so guilty about that. Can you help me get rid of my guilt over that?
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Kathy.
Kathy. First, let me just say again, and I mean this sincerely, schizophrenia is very, very difficult to help people manage, because frequently what happens, you're not alone here, is if you're dealing with a disorder like schizophrenia and you start feeling better because you're doing the work, you're in therapy, you're staying on your meds, all of a sudden you get the idea, hey, I'm cured. I don't need this medication anymore. And you go off the meds and you return to that state where you're not thinking clearly. So your son is doing what many, many people who suffer with schizophrenia are doing. But let me ask you a question. If you were at the beach, you and I were at the beach, and I swam out, say, 300 yards, and the waves were huge, and you saw me going down, and it looked like I was going to drown, would you dive into the water and say, hey, I've got to go help that man, you at 70 years old? Or would you maybe say to the lifeguard, hey, go out, that man seems to be drowning?
I couldn't go out because I'm in very poor health.
Exactly. So you would do what?
Well, other family members have tried to help, but they end up giving up because he keeps going off his meds.
Right. But my point is, Kathy, is that you would probably look around and say, hey, there's a lifeguard there. Go out and save that sinking man, because you couldn't do it, and it might be beyond the capacity that you or your family members have. And there are professionals, but look, at some point, we have to cooperate with the professionals, just like we have to cooperate with God's grace. You know, God says, come and follow me and do these, follow my commands, and we can choose to do it or not. And your son has got to make a choice. It's difficult. I understand it, but you've probably done, you've spent your life doing everything that you can do for your son, correct?
Right.
So you've got to entrust him to God, and you've got to hope that your son cooperates with God in his grace, and that he seeks to do what is good and right and stay on his medications. You know, we can't do, you can't be the savior to your son. You can only be a loving mother. And I don't doubt that as a loving mother, you have dedicated your life to doing everything that you can. But some things are beyond your capacity. Just like I wouldn't expect you to swim out 300 yards, even if I was going down, even if I was going to die, because that's not within your skill set. So you've got to trust the professionals. You've got to trust God, first and foremost. And you've got to let it go and take comfort knowing that you've dedicated your life doing the very best that you can. Does that make sense?
Is it a sin to give up hope?
You know what? Have you given up hope that God can help your son?
Yeah, basically, no.
Well, I would just remind you of this wonderful Easter fact that Christ himself rose from the dead. We will all rise. God can accomplish great and wonderful things. We don't know what your son is going to do. I would love to say, hey, you know, continue to believe that he will be healed, that he will cooperate. I can't say that. I'm not a prophet. Even Christ himself, he gave people choices. Do you want to be healed? And maybe there were people who walked away, who didn't cooperate. I don't know, but I do know that in my experience as a therapist, in my experience as a former police officer, you know, some people choose not to go down that road. That's why, again, you know, not to be self-promoting, I'm not getting anything from this book. I'm donating all the proceeds. But it is for a reason why I say choosing joy. We've got to choose life, and your son has got to take that responsibility. But, you know, we don't have all of the answers. We don't know what's going to happen with your son, but continue to pray, knowing that God can do the impossible.
Jesus understands that I'm not able to take him in anymore.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes I feel like in his word he says all things are possible with Jesus, and then I feel guilty because I'm not believing that it'd be possible for me to take him. Again,
Kathy, I wonder if you heard what Joe's answer. It was very simple and direct. Does Jesus understand that you can't take him in anymore? And he said, yes, there is a point at which you cannot, just like you can't swim out the 300 yards to save Joe. I can't either. I'm sorry, Joe, if you get out 300 yards, I cannot do it. I believe I can't. I'm sorry.
You would try though, right?
But I would go to the lifeguard. But Kathy, I wonder if you heard what Joe said. Yes, Jesus does understand that. There's a limit to what you can do.
I guess it's just a mother's guilt, right?
You know what? It's pain. You know, I had lost my oldest son 2.5 years ago to a disease. I had to let go. I couldn't cure my son. And God chose not to cure him in this lifetime. I do believe he is healed, happy, and joyful, living eternally with Christ himself. And that's where my faith rests. You know, I still deal with the pain. I learned to hold it, to walk with it. I don't deny it. But I don't feel guilty about it because I recognize it was beyond me. And I my prayer for you is that you recognize that you can't control your son's life, but you can let it go at trusting God.
Kathy, I do hope that that was helpful. We have to head to a break right now. Many people I know listening are praying for you and your son, and we certainly will pray for him here. I will commend your family to our chaplain, who's very careful about presenting those prayers during Mass. Again, Kathy, thank you for that call. We have to take a quick break. Joe Sikora is our guest. Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life is his brand new book from Ignatius Press. We'll be back with more with Joe and your calls after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
God helps those who help themselves. Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. We all hear sayings like these, and we assume they come from the Bible, the saints, or famous Christian writers. Nobody can seem to place their origin, but by sheer repetition, they've acquired a halo of truth. In my new book, What the Saints Never Said, I look at over 40 of these well-known sayings and track them back to their original sources. You'll be surprised at what I found. Some are close to what was really said. Many were misattributed or twisted beyond their original meaning, and more than a few of these sayings were simply made up. I hope by setting the record straight, I can make you aware of the theological errors that can lead us away from the faith and offer you authentic quotes from Scripture, saints, and scholars that will draw you closer to our faith. Get your copy of What the Saints Never Said by calling 1-888-291-8000, by visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or by asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit MysticMonkCoffee.com. That's MysticMonkCoffee.com.
Do you enjoy tedious lectures full of facts you'll never use? We didn't think so. That's why we're launching the Council of Trent, Trent Horn's engaging new podcast. Every week, you'll get lively lessons in Catholic teaching, as well as a new conversation roadmap that will help you share your Catholic faith with anyone, anytime, anywhere. Visit TrentHornPodcast.com now to find out how you can subscribe to this exciting new podcast.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We're choosing joy here during this Easter season, and we have Joe Sikora, my good friend and radio host, on with us. He wrote his brand new book is Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Life to Death. It's from Ignatius Press, so you know it's a good book. They're one of the two best Catholic publishers. Can you guess what the other one is, Joe?
Kellett Press?
Not Kellett. Catholic Answers Press. Come on, Joe.
Oh, of course.
I just thought, you know.
You're
very slow on the uptake.
I just thought you'd be assuming the name.
And I'll tell you how good Catholic Answers Press is. They wouldn't even publish something from Kellett.
You wrote a great book.
Oh, so, okay.
I read your book.
Thank you for that. We're moving on now. 888-318-7884 is the number. We go to Ann in Fort Wayne, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Ann, thank you for calling. Your question for Joe Sikora.
Yes, hello. I just wonder if you have suggestions for how to help family members who seem to prefer not to choose joy, or at least prefer not to make the effort to choose joy.
So what is your response? What do you do? I would say you continue to live joyfully. You can't stop people from making bad decisions. God himself doesn't stop us from making bad decisions. I do it every day. I make bad decisions. I try not to. But I would say continue to be that light. God made you to be a light. And he said, stand up on that hill and be a light. And if they want to run for the darkness, they're going to run for the darkness. But that's beyond your control. So I would let go of that. It's frustrating. It's difficult because you love your family, but you've got to recognize what you can do and what you can't do. And you can't choose them to choose joy.
But is there anything that I can do to encourage it?
They could buy the book. You know, I honestly, that sounds, I don't mean to be flippant, but the book, Defying Gravity, is really about that. And the people who have read it, and it's been very, very humbling, Cy. I've had a lot of people who said, Joe, I picked it up somewhat skeptically, and I didn't put it down until it was done. And I was talking to a dear friend of mine last night, a former cop I used to work with, and a great, great friend. And he said, I just want to tell people they've got to read it, because it really is, it focuses on the difficulty, but how you move through life, how you choose joy. And I really do outline it. And again, this isn't self-promoting. I'm not taking a cent from the book and the proceeds. I'm donating it all. I do this as honestly as I can, is because I was put in a place where I was going to encounter a great deal of suffering, and we have. And yet, that doesn't mean that you can't experience God's grace and live joyfully. And that's what I've done. So I speak about all the different things that you can do if you're struggling. But I think the main thing is that you've got to let go of the people who are choosing misery. But that doesn't mean you become miserable with them. A lot of people want to take you down, and you've got to choose not to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
888-31-TRUTH is the number. Again, lots of calls for Joe today, so I'm going to keep working our way through them. Shannon in South Bend, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. All right, a twofer from Redeemer Radio today. Shannon, you are on with Joe Sikora. Your question, please.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'll try to make it brief so other people can get their answers too. I am going through a divorce right now after 31 years, and I am having a hard time trying to find joy simply because I can't find any peace. And it's just difficult to try to get up every morning and look around and realize that my family's not there. And it's just really difficult to find any joy in every day, especially since I can't find peace to begin with. Do you have any suggestions that I can
first,
do or follow?
I'm sorry for the divorce. Look, there's probably, you know, next to losing a child, you know, or a family member, the death of a spouse, divorce is right up there for causing real pain and anxiety and depression. So what you're feeling, first of all, I just want to say is what I would expect from somebody going through a divorce. I worked with a lot of people as a therapist, you know, who fought for their marriage, and maybe their spouse said, no, I'm not going to, I'm done. And they were left with a lot of pain. So there's no quick fix. Don't look for it. I would say, you know, again, you've got to play long ball, to use a baseball analogy, maybe. Maybe I'm using it poorly. But you know, you might not feel joy right now. I would say focus on the small and the little things. You know, you wake up in the morning, God hasn't abandoned you. Maybe you feel like your wife walked out on you. Maybe you feel like your family's abandoned you. But God will never walk away from you. So hold on to that. Focus that. I would say make that a part of your prayer and meditation, is Jesus walking right there with you. I mean, giving you his very body and blood and his spirit moving and breathing in you. But I would say really focus on the little things. Just because you feel this immense pain right now, it doesn't mean that you're going to feel it 2 years from now, 3 years from now. That might not be a lot of consolation, but it's just like when you're sick. I don't know if you've ever had the flu. You probably have. You know, when you have something like the flu, you feel like you're dying, and you can't imagine what it feels like to feel healthy again. And yet, you know, 3 days, 5 days later, you feel healthy again. And I think at some point, if you continue to try to do the right thing, stay close to God, be loving and kind to your spouse, even if she's divorcing you, kind and loving to your family members, forgive, continue to do the right things, typically what happens is the feelings follow, and you will feel and experience that joy again. It might be a while, but this too shall pass, is one of those things. So that's just my thought on that. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
God bless you, Shannon. Thank you so much for that call. Let us go now to Joe in Jackson, Michigan, listening on Good Shepherd Radio. Joe, you are on with Joe Sikora. Your question, please.
Good book to read.
Hi, Joe. Is this Joe?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is her.
I interrupted a conversation. Oh. I think that you were still talking with our call screener. No. I apologize. You are on the air with Joe Sikora.
Okay. Yeah. Hi. Sorry. My name's Joe, and I'm calling from Jackson, Michigan. And it's interesting, this book that you have, because my son has Batten disease as well. We just got his diagnosis.
Juvenile Batten disease?
About a year ago. Say it again?
Is it juvenile Batten disease?
It is, yeah. It is juvenile Batten. And also we have 6 years, almost 7 years ago, we have lost a child to an unrelated disease, disorder. So, and then, so we were found to, I thought we went through the worst that could ever happen in life, and we were able to continue to have more children, and we have four other boys, and now our second oldest started having vision problems, and he was diagnosed with Batten disease last year. So we really, of course, are trying to always find joy, and having lost a child already very quickly, our oldest passed away in 3 days, and there was nothing we could have done to save him, and now then to be told that you have a child that will die over a long time, and that all the other children. So it's really, I really like the story that your book, and I want to read it, but I'm obviously afraid. But just finding joy, and one of the things that I struggle with the most, and I guess my question is, sorry, and all this rambling is, you know, what do I do? One of the things I have the most pain with is the people that try to bring me down, and I don't know, I want to be happy, and I'm sad that our life has turned this way, but I, you know, we love our children, and we want to have that joy, but I get the anger when people do, you know, that don't have the joy, or just, you know, they're kind of in that part of life. Or
okay, you know. Joe, let me
first, I wish I could reach through the radio and hug you and love you and just to let you know that you're not alone. Truly, my heart breaks for you. But I don't want to say only that. I do look forward to reading the book. And Cy, maybe if you can get her name and address, I will send you a personal autographed copy. Life, look, when we were given this diagnosis, and both of my boys were given this diagnosis, and we thought life was over. We wanted to go to a desert island and suffer and die alone as a family. I mean, I'm just being honest. This was not an easy journey. But through a lot of years, a lot of tears, a lot of searching, we found joy. And I mean this sincerely. I'm not a Pollyanna. I don't think just, oh, everything's wonderful. Look, life is tough. And sometimes when you recognize that life is overwhelming and it might be beyond you, that's when you really make room for God in your life. And, you know, I've known other families who have had two kids and lost both kids to Batten's or other diseases. It happens. You know, why does it happen? I'm not convinced that we'll ever know on this side of earth. But I do know that you will gain more from God in your struggle than you ever could if life went beautifully and perfectly for you. There is joy for you. Again, I don't want to oversimplify it. I'm not trying to. Oh, sorry, I got a cough here. Sorry, Cy. I'm a professional, and yet I'm coughing on radio. I'm kind of choked up by this. I just want to say that when you experience God in your life, you will experience what cannot be purchased, what cannot be found. God wants to give you life, starting right now. He wants to give your children that life, your Batten's child, life. And even though I lost my oldest son 2.5 years ago, and my second son, who has the same disease, is coming up on his 24th birthday. And he asked me the question the other day. He goes, so, Dad, how old was John when he died? I said, 24. And how old am I? Going to be 24. And to this day, he laughs. We laugh together. Yes, we cry together, but we love fiercely. And that's what God wants to offer you when you choose joy.
Joe, please stay on the line and we'll get your address to be able to send you the book, Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life, by our guest, Joe Sikora. I'm sorry that we don't have more time, but we're very, very grateful for your call. And I know Joe wants to be in touch with you. Joe, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for a wonderful hour.
Anytime, brother. Anytime. I love you, Si. You're great.
You know what, Joe Sikora? I love you, too. And I loved the book. Really, truly. Just think it's fantastic. Defying Gravity, How Choosing Life Lifted My Family from Death to Life. We've got to go. We'll see you next time, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.